Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, this is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, where we help you live a happier and more productive life through travel. And I am so happy. Yes, woohoo! Hooray! I'm so happy to be here with you again, talking about the things that I love most, travel and money. And today, folks, I will be talking about how to save the most money on your holiday travel. Yes. So you want to get your family to listen to this. You want to get your friends to listen to this. Anybody that you might be traveling with for the holiday season, or anyone that you may be traveling to for the holiday season, you want them to hear today's show. Because definitely, folks, you want everybody that you're traveling with to be in agreement that it is time to save money on holiday travel. Yes, it is the summertime. Yes, this is what, August 2017. And yes, this is the perfect time to talk about saving money on your holiday travel. It's not too early, folks. No, it is definitely not too early. Now, let me share a secret with you. Shh, don't tell anybody. Travel is an $8.1 trillion industry. $8.1 trillion industry. So what that means, folks, is that $8.1 trillion, not million, not even billion, trillion with a T, trillion. Can you imagine how much money that is? Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, $8.1 trillion is generated each year from people traveling. And the busiest travel time of the year is not the summer vacation, people. A lot of folks mistakenly believe that summer is the time that more people travel. No. It is the holiday season. It is that time between that Wednesday that comes right before Thanksgiving up to around January 3rd. So it's right before the Thanksgiving holiday and right after the start of the new year. That is a busy travel season, the busiest of the year. And the absolute busiest time is Thanksgiving weekend. So you have people traveling all different kind of ways. They're jumping on planes. They're getting on ships, going on cruises, and they are renting cars. They're going to Amtrak. People are traveling all different types of ways all around the globe to get to family. So one good thing that we can say is that spending time with our family for the holidays is still very, very important to a lot of people. And that is evidenced by the amount of people that travel on that Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. Now, according to AAA, over 46 million, you heard me correctly, over 46 million people traveled last year during that Thanksgiving weekend alone. So we're talking about between that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that over 46 million people traveled. They wanted to spend time with family. And yes, folks, out of those 46 million people, yes, I did have quite a few people calling me to schedule their family travel. And some of them were not too pleased because they called me at the last minute when prices were sky high and availability was really low. Now, the thing is, folks, you know, you're already spending money for your holiday clothing. You want to look good for the holidays. And then when you're going to visit somebody, yes, most of the time you bring gifts, right? It is customary to bring gifts during the holiday season, even if it's a food gift, a gift card, a gift certificate, something, folks. It is really best if you can. You know, if you can't, I'm not mad at you, but if you can, you want to show up with something. Even if it's a carton of cookies, you know, just something to say, hello, I love you, I'm thinking about you. You know, so you want to have that. But the reality of it is you don't want to go broke planning your holiday travels either. So we're going to talk about different ways that you can really make holiday travel more cost effective. So the first way, folks, like I hinted to earlier, is to book early. Start early. So not only do you want to start early in regards to your planning for your holiday travel, but as soon as you have the money, you know, as soon as you have the money available to you and you're comfortable being able to pay for your trip, pay for it, book it, get it done, be over with it, because the prices will rise. Let me say it again, because there are folks out there who do not believe me. Yes, the prices will rise. They get higher and higher the closer we get to the holidays. Now, I tried to explain that to somebody one day, and you know what they said to me? They said, Victoria, when you tell me to do it now, it just makes me think that, you know, that's a little trick for you to make me do this now, but I really have time. Folks, I don't have the energy for that. I don't have the time, the energy, or the patience to play games with my customers. If I'm advising you to book early, it's for a reason, because you need to book early. So it's not too early, folks, to plan for the holidays. In fact, this is the perfect time to arrange and pay for your holiday travel. So many people think that if they wait until they get closer to the holidays, that they're going to get these last-minute deals. But the reality is, like I said, the prices get higher and higher the closer you get to the holiday season. And not only that, you know, the prices are getting higher, but the availability is going down. So you don't want to wait to the last minute and you can't get the flight that you wanted. You're not able to get the car that you wanted. You know, you don't want your delay to be the difference between you making or not making a trip. That's the worst thing because, you know, you can save hundreds of dollars just by booking early. And no, folks, it doesn't matter if you're booking on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. It doesn't matter if you're booking at 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon. It's none of that. What is available? All right, so it's a matter of supply and demand. So book early. Now, another suggestion that I have, a strong recommendation, you want to get your travel insurance. Invest in travel insurance to protect your vacation. The majority of travelers, they don't see travel insurance as something that they want to pay for. Most people, when I have the conversation with them about travel insurance, they ask me to explain to them why they need travel insurance. And then they look me in the eye and they say, no, thank you. Okay? The reality of it is, as a travel specialist, no, I cannot force you to purchase travel insurance. But I can let you know that in the instance that you may want to request a refund for whatever reason, there are times when if you don't have travel insurance for that particular trip, that can be the difference between whether or not you're eligible to get a refund. The majority of the times, travel suppliers will not grant you a refund if you don't have travel insurance. Years ago, I had a couple that booked a cruise with me. It was an elderly couple, and they purchased the cruise, but they did not purchase the insurance. Now, yes, I did advise them about the importance of purchasing the insurance, but they did not see it as something they wanted to do. They declined. So unfortunately, the gentleman got sick before the trip and I was not able to get them a refund because they didn't have insurance, and he actually got hurt on the trip. He wasn't feeling well. So I share that to say, you know, there are many times that you might purchase that insurance and you don't actually need it when you're on that trip, but you don't want to be in an instance where you actually do need the insurance and you don't have it. So the travel insurance, like I said, is good for times when you need to cancel or you need to reschedule your trip. Also, it's good for, let's say, those times when you have transfer flights and something happens with your luggage, where your luggage is lost, or you might have a medical issue during your trip. There are so many things that may come about. But having the travel insurance, although it seems like an extra expense to a lot of people, it is an expense that can actually save you money in the event that you have any type of problem or emergency during your travel. So it definitely can come in handy. Now, another thing that I recommend is to be open to different types of transportation. Do you have to fly? Are you willing to drive? Is it a location that you can access via the Amtrak? You know, these are questions that you can ask yourself when you're booking your holiday travel. You may be visiting a part of the world that's not too far from you, where taking an airplane and flying there will not be the only option that's available to you. So you might be somebody who likes to drive, who doesn't mind doing that road trip. Let's take a look and see if renting the car and getting the gas and paying the tolls, that in some instances that might work out better for you than getting on an airplane. So that's what you look at, folks. You look at if there are other ways for you to access the same destination. So are you able to take the flight? If you don't take the flight, is it somewhere that you can cruise? Do you want to get on the Amtrak? Those things that we mentioned earlier are the things that you want to consider when you're planning your holiday travel. So that way, if you look at one means of transportation and you're not too happy with the price, then you go down your list and see what makes you happy. Now, the next way, very important, folks, to help you save money on your holiday travel, book a vacation package. Before you pay for your holiday travel, you want to think about everything that you need to make it a great trip. So we mentioned flying. If you're flying to your destination, you need your round-trip flights, you need your hotel, you know, do you need a car rental, do you need parking space, do you need meals included with your trip? Like, these are all the things you want to take into consideration before you pay for your trip. Because the more that you're able to add into your trip in advance, the better it is for you. You can actually save hundreds of dollars simply by creating a vacation package. Well, look at it. If you were to book your flight separately, and then you book your hotel separately, and then you're looking for a car rental, and then you're looking for garage space and all these different things. But when you put together a vacation package, what you're basically doing is cutting out some of the taxes and fees. So instead of you paying separately and ending up paying for taxes and fees for your flights, you're paying taxes and fees for your hotel or the resort, you're paying taxes and fees for, you know, your car rent or whatever it is, when you form that package, you're cutting out some of those taxes and fees, and you might save anywhere from $150 to $350. Yes, simply by putting it together as a package. So definitely, folks, think about those things. And even the things we mentioned as far as, you know, having your breakfast included, or maybe you want your total meal. You might want all of that included. You may want free Wi-Fi. So think about it and carefully consider the amenities that are important to you. And as you do that, that's when you're able to plan you a really nice trip. Definitely. Now, folks, you know I love telling people how they can save money, but I enjoy telling people even more how they can make money. Now, think about the power of the word anyway. Anyway, A-N-Y-W-A-Y. That is a very powerful word. Listen to how I use that word. If you and your family are planning on traveling anyway, why not get paid for that trip? Yes. Get paid off that trip that you are going to take anyway. Yes, make it happen, folks. Now, how can you do that? Well, become the family's travel agent. When you become the family's travel agent, you are now able to secure a group discount for your group, for your family group. You're able to lock in the current prices. And most importantly, you're able to get a check back and write off most of the things as tax deduction when you're filing your taxes. Yeah. So that's what you want to do. You want to become the family's travel agent. Now, when people hear that, travel, I'm not a travel agent. Well, if you are the one that's searching up accommodations, if you're the one that's looking for the best price, if you're the one that's making a call, yes, those are the functions of a travel agent. And if you are doing those functions, why not? Like I said, the power of anyway, if you're doing those functions anyway, why not get paid? And when you're able to secure a group discount for your family, when you're able to secure a payment plan for your family, Guess who they're going to be very happy with? Guess who they're going to love and adore because they save everybody money? You. We're talking about you. You want to be the one that you can make this happen for yourself and your family. And it's not hard, folks. And, yes, I would definitely love to show you how to get it done. So, folks, the holidays are around the corner. As I said, now is the time to make it happen. You want to get the best prices that you possibly can on holiday travel so you can enjoy yourself. Travel does not have to be stressful if you plan ahead. So plan ahead by booking ahead. When you book, make sure you get the travel insurance. And also when you consider the prices, make sure that you're booking a trip that is most affordable based on how you intend to travel. Now, you may not be willing to take the most affordable rate, and that's okay. You know, for a lot of places, bus travel may be the least affordable rate. But guess what? There are some folks, and yes, some folks that I know, that we don't care how cheap it is. We don't care how inexpensive it is. If that's not how we wish to travel, if that's not making us comfortable, then that is not a good option. So, folks, definitely, as you're traveling, you're traveling for the holidays, make sure that you're comfortable with whatever your plan is that you created with your travel specialist. And definitely, if you contact somebody like me, Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, I'm going to do my very best to make sure that you are happy with your travel arrangements. So my number, once again, 347-658-8459. And if you choose to send an email, that's victoriafalk777@gmail.com. Once again, that's Victoria Falk, that's F-A-L-K, F as in Frank, A-L-K, 777@gmail.com. So give me a call and let me know that you are ready. Say, Victoria, I am ready to just get my travel plans out of the way for the holidays. I'm ready to book. You know, and you can ask me, please, don't be shy. Ask me about becoming a travel agent so that you can indeed, as I mentioned, help save the family money and help make money for yourself. Let that be your holiday gift. Now, a lot of people are traveling once again for the holidays. They don't want to be home. They don't want to be home washing dishes and cleaning up and doing all these extra things that you do when you have house guests. So they're going on a cruise. They're enjoying themselves. They're going to the resorts. I remember one year I was so confused. I didn't know what to do because I had won a cruise that was taken off from New York around Thanksgiving weekend. Now, for those of you who know, Thanksgiving weekend is very important to a whole lot of families, you know, and I was not sure that I wanted to take that time off from work, from my business, you know, from working the grind of my business. But what happened was when I went on this cruise, it was incredible to see how many people were out there on Thanksgiving week. They were out there with their families and just having a ball. Actually, the ship was sold out. Yes, it was sold out. Because what they're finding now, people, is that, you know, a lot of folks, they want to see family, but, you know, they don't want to get bogged down with the responsibility of having to keep the house clean, having to feed everybody, having to host everybody in their home. Like, it just feels like a huge responsibility, a whole lot of work, a whole lot of work and energy trying to keep things right for everybody, trying to keep folks happy. So you have more and more families that are opting to enjoy the holidays away from home. You have more and more people going on vacation with their loved ones during the holiday season so they don't have to be alone. Yeah. So the airports will be crowded, the trains, the buses, all these different places, the roads will be crowded. But you just have to decide for yourself, when you travel with your family or to your family, are you going to travel as a customer or are you going to travel as a client? Now, if you just want to be a customer, that's great. It's okay. But for those people who have a little heart, and like I mentioned earlier, you understand the benefit of the word anyway, you'll be able to keep your mind open to the possibility of being the family's travel agent. So definitely, folks, this is Victoria Falk, once again, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, and we are a full-service travel program. We provide travel booking, and we also have the travel business segment where we teach people how they can become certified travel specialists. So if you are interested in learning more about that, please make sure you contact me, Victoria Falk, at 347-658-8459. That is 347-658-8459. Once again, the email is victoriafalk777@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in to the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show. Tune in once again on Monday, August 14th. And the time that you can listen in live, it is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We usually go a half an hour every Monday. And next Monday, we will be talking about Cuba. Now, Cuba is open for travel, but guess what? There are still a lot of things that you need to know if you're considering traveling to Cuba. But I can't talk about it all now. You have to join me next Monday on the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show. Now, Passionate Travel Incorporated is part of Home-Based Business 101. The founder and creator, Baba Jahi, out in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, just doing his thing out there. He is a small business guru, helping people from across the nation set up nonprofits, help them with their business tax, help them to establish home-based travel business. If you would like to connect with him in regards to being a sponsor or to be a guest on the show, please feel free to reach out. The number is 252-458-3712. Once again, the number is 252-458-3712. You can also reach Mama Jahi at 252-406-0774. That is 252-406-0774. And yes, they are on the air also. So during the week, you'll find Victoria Falk on Mondays. On Sundays, you have the Gospel of Business, according to Baba Jahi. And then on Wednesdays, yes, you have Jasari's Love Show, hosted by Mama Jahi. So tune in, folks. It has been great talking to you, and I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful week. Live passionately. Bye-bye until next time.